Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second. The first baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The DH, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Davis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Donnie Hill. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Dwayne Murphy. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mickey Tettleton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Jose Rijo. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Darryl Boston. Batting second. The left fielder, Steve Lyons. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Hasse. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Russ Moorman. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting ninth. The catcher, Ron Karkovice. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Pete Filson. And now, play ball. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boston. The throw from Tettleton and he is out, Griffin applying the tag. One out. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill takes first base on ball four. Davis moves to second. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy hits a line drive into right field. Baines picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baines. Davis scores. Hill goes all the way around to score. Murphy moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton takes first base on ball four. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-1 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen strikes out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riho fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Cochran now playing shortstop. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lyons. Lansford reaches second base with a double. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lansford scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lyons. Kingman reaches second base with a double. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kingman moves to third. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hill hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-0 Athletics. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Moorman scoops it up and throws to first, with Filson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boston is called out on strikes. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6. And the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dawley now pitching. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton strikes out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 2 in the game. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Baines moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Davis. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Baines scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewlett is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is called out on strikes. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 1 in the game. Moorman hits a pop-up towards first. Lansford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Moorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kingman strikes out. Two outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGuire strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 1 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. One out. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Boston moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boston scores. Lyons moves to third. It's 6-2, Athletics. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hassey is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hill is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton hits a fly ball into center field. Boston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops it up and throws to first, with Riho covering, for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 2 in the game. Moorman hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 3 in the game. Griffin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hewlett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0 for 3 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Kingman hits a pop-up towards third. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 2 in the game. Karkoviche strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Boston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Nelson now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGuire is 0 for 3 in the game. McGuire is called out on strikes. One out. Mike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Donnie Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dwayne Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Murphy hits a fly ball into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Gallego now playing second base. Donnie Hill now playing third base. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lansford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Canseco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Tettleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tettleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Tettleton takes first base on ball 4. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0 for 4 in the game. Griffin bunts towards the mound. Nelson fields it and throws to first for the out. Tettleton moves to second. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Lansford hits a line drive into left field. Lyons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Canseco is hit by the pitch. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 3 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into right field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Moorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moorman is 0 for 3 in the game. Moorman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.